Do you feel like you need God's encouragement and wisdom throughout the week to take hold of His promise to fly like an eagle? You've come to the right place. Welcome to Eagles on the Hill. Let's join our host, Pastor Jeff Shike.
Hey people, I am your host, Pastor Jeff Shike. Thanks for joining us on this edition of the podcast. This whole month at Christ Lincoln, we're doing a series in the 211s called Classic Christmas, the Classics of Christmas. And so we're going through various classic Christmas movies and seeing what we can learn about life in God's kingdom from those movies, how we can take what's there and apply to our life as God's people. And this past Sunday, we did the movie It's a Wonderful Life, which really is almost as close to a Christian movie as you can get without being Christian, which makes it harder to do this kind of parable preaching on, because it really has a lesson to it all in itself without even preaching about it. You can just watch the movie, which you can't really do in a 20-minute sermon because it's a two-hour movie. But in any case, that's what we did. It's a Wonderful Life. And as I was talking with my good friend and hero, Pastor Michael Eckelkamp, about this movie, he said, wow, this movie has impacted me in my life tremendously. So I wanted to bring Pastor Michael onto the podcast and let him share with us how this movie impacted his life in a dramatic way. In fact, probably none of us would know him if it weren't for this movie. So how's that for an introduction? So without any further ado, Pastor Michael, say hi to the people.
Hey, hi to the people. So good to be with you today. Talking about one of my favorite movies of all time. Watch it every single holiday, Christmas holiday.
Wow. Wow. Do you have a particular day? Like, do you watch it on Christmas Eve, or when do you watch it? Or anytime?
I actually will pick a time when I'm feeling stressed or wondering, man, do I really make a difference? And then I go, yep, sounds like tonight's the night to watch that movie.
Wow. So just a pick-me-up for you.
It is.
Yeah.
It changes my heart, changes my perspective, still impacts me today. In fact, when you played that final scene in church on Sunday, I was back there weeping like a little baby.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, it is very powerful. It's very powerful. So let me share, first of all, before you get into your story more, the theme scripture we had on Sunday, which may then lead us into further conversation. So our theme scripture at Yankee Hill was from Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, where Jesus says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal." And that, along with every other word of Jesus, of course, but that word of Jesus is kind of a little bit confusing from time to time. You know, how do we apply that exactly? But also is extremely powerful, because you and I and every other follower of Jesus wants to store up treasures in heaven. So tell me about your life and how this impacted you.
So when I think of that Bible verse that we just used and relating it to the movie, I think of, what is it that is truly stored up in heaven? And it's people. It's people who are stored up in heaven. So don't store up what you can get for you, but store up what God values, and God values people. And we think of the great commandment in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. How do we do that? Why, we love our neighbor as we love ourselves, and we love God, our neighbor, and ourselves. So people are important to God. And that's what I really appreciate about that verse. It's treasure the things that God treasures. And what God treasures, it's people.
Right. And you see that in the movie, George treasuring people over his own dreams continually, even though he doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
You know, which is our hearts too. We want what we want, you know.
Yeah.
But when you treasure people, then look how George is the richest man on earth at the end. It's great.
So when I think of the title, it's a wonderful life. It's a wonderful life. Our life is truly full of wonder as followers of Jesus, because we believe that God makes all things work together for good. We think of wonderful as, oh, everything goes my way. But really, as a follower of Jesus, everything goes God's way. He makes it work together for good. In fact, it's the hard things of our journey that God turns around and says, watch what I'm going to do with this. I grew up in a challenging situation in my home. I moved out when I was 16. I put myself through college and worked three jobs. I worked overnight while I went to college and graduate school. And so work, you know, just really trying to figure out how to survive. And I grew up in a home that didn't really value education. So I was the first in my family to graduate from high school. Of six kids. And the only one to have graduated from college. And my baby brother did later on. But the and so I stepped out of high school, working graveyard, working hard, and stepped into college, where my very first class, 7 a.m., was Latin. I don't think I could tell you the difference between a noun and a verb, much less an adjective and an adverb. And so the seminary, the pre-seminary program was just really hard for me. I was learning to write. I was learning languages. And I was learning, I'd been a follower of Jesus for less than 3 years. So I'm just learning all over the place and trying to keep everything together. And frankly, I think a place of minor depression set in. And I was just, I'd come to the end of what Michael was able to do. And I said, you know what, this isn't for me. And so I made an appointment with the registrar, and I was going to drop out of the pre-seminary program.
Wow. This was in college.
This was in college at Concordia University in Portland, Oregon.
And so, at that point, you were done with being a pastor.
I was done with the concept of being a pastor. I'm like, there's no way I can do this. I won't be able to do it. I probably won't make a difference anyway. And that night, the night before I went to the registrar, there was a movie showing at the on the campus in the theater area. And Jeff, would you care to guess what that movie is?
Dreaming.
I'm glad you didn't go with Elf.
It could be Elf.
It's A Wonderful Life. And during that movie, God did something remarkable. He took truths that I know from Scripture and came them alive to me in a personal way. I'm not saying that God spoke in an audible voice. God can do that whenever God wants to. But there was just something remarkable that happened when I looked at the life of George Bailey, who came to the end of who he was and realized that basically when you serve people, you're serving God. That realization that God is asking you to make a difference in the people he places in your path. Regardless of how good your English skills are, or your Latin or Greek or German or Hebrew and all those types of things, ultimately, what matters is serving the people in front of you, because that's what Jesus did. You know, how many times do we read in the scriptures that he was on a path and he came across a funeral and he came across this and he loved people right where they were. And that's what George Bailey did. And then the scene that still inspires me, I mean, causes me to cry even to this day, every time I watch the movie, is George Bailey gets off the rails. People are praying for him. And then the whole town surrounds him. You know, they bless him even during his lowest time. But he's been putting these deposits into the town that he loves for so long. And here was a chance that God gave him an opportunity to see that his life makes a difference. You know, Jeff, as pastors, some days we feel really good and some days we feel like we don't make a difference at all. And what I've discovered is it's a wonderful life that instead of wondering the culmination of my life and everything put together, but who did God put in my path today to love on, to care for, so that God gets the credit and that person gets to experience grace in a unique and wonderful way. And that's the reason I love It's a Wonderful Life. My life makes a difference in small ways that make a difference for the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. And so if we're going to store up treasures, store it up by talking to the person at the gym, store it up by buying groceries for your neighbor, store it up by finding a handyman that you know to help someone that they don't know and connect them together and be in awe of what God does with it.
Mm. Yeah, and that's really how we apply that verse of storing up treasures in heaven. It's like you can't, there's no bank somewhere. You're not, you know, it's not like a literal bank, but the people are what's going to last.
Yeah.
And those deposits in people's lives are what's going to make a difference for them for eternity.
Yeah.
I love the concept, the picture of when we get to glory, when we get to heaven, to have others come around us and say, I'm here because of what you did. Obviously, yeah. Jesus saves, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, the Holy Spirit works faith. But nevertheless, God uses his people, the body of Christ, mm-hmm. to be making those deposits in people's lives, which will enable them to not only come to faith, but stay strong in faith and grow in faith so yeah. that they will one day join us in glory. That's what will last. That's the treasure in heaven. Yeah.
So there's a hymn, a great hymn of the faith. It's an ancient hymn. It's a great hymn. Crown him with many crowns. And towards one of the very last verses, it had the illustration that we're taking off the crown that we have and we're laying it at the feet of Jesus. Mm-hmm. That word treasure and crown can be interchangeable in the New Testament. And so what is it that we treasure? We're going to wear it around. Look at me. Mm-hmm. But a follower of Jesus, no, don't look at me. Look to thee. That I'm going to cast down. I'm going to put my crown at the feet of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Because Jesus valued me even when I was invaluable. Mm-hmm. Without value, I mean. So my response is simply to do the same thing Jesus does for me. Mm-hmm. To love that person, not because they deserve it, but because they need it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the movies are great. As you said, you watch it every year. I have to say, I don't watch it every year, although I think it's good. I have trouble sitting that long. Maybe I'm ADHD and you're just more focused in. I don't know. But anyway, but I love the movie and the message that it gives of the way George really denied himself. That's another verse we could use, right? Deny himself, mm-hmm. took up his cross. The cross was the bank. The cross was Bedford Falls. The cross was the broken down house. All these things in his life. It's not exactly what Jesus was talking about, but we'll go there for now. Mm-hmm. You know, he did all these things that he didn't want to do, but in the end, he was making deposits in yeah. heaven. And there came the townspeople surrounding him. And
yeah, could I throw one more thought in there?
Yeah, yeah.
So the challenge is this: I can complain about my neighbors. Mm-hmm. I can complain about my community. I can complain about the political system or whatever it may happen to be. But complaining isn't going to do anything. But stepping into the heart and the life of the people that God puts in my path is where change happens. Mm-hmm. And placing grace and hope into lives, the heart, the ears, and the lives of others, that's where change is going to occur. And imagine if we were to remove faithful followers of Jesus who are loving their neighbors, remove them from our community. Wow.
Right. Which is what happens with Clarence there. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It would be Pottersville all over the place. Right. But God's reminding followers of Jesus, what you do in my name, I'm going to do far more than you could ever imagine.
Right. Hey, thanks for sharing with us a movie that transformed your life. God really used it, just as he can use things in everybody's life. That's what he used in your life to really give you a sense of purpose and meaning in life. And you wound up being a pastor. Somebody else could wind up being a truck driver. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. You still serve the people in your path, whatever it is. So thanks for sharing with us today. I appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks, friend. You matter to me.
Yeah. All right. Hey, we'll see you later. Bye-bye. All right, that's what we got for you today at Eagles on the Hill. We want to encourage you to be writing us at eaglesonthehill211@gmail.com. Let us know what you think of the podcast. Do you like It's a Wonderful Life? Do you watch it every year or not? What's your favorite Christmas classic and how's it impact your life? or other topics you'd like us to talk about here at Eagles on the Hill. Remember that those who hope in the Lord will fly on wings like eagles. And my, oh my, do the eagles fly. That's what we got for you today. Have a good day. Bye-bye.